In the lunchtime edition, Steve Blackett's suspension from the post of DLP General Secretary being challenged. The party's executive council meets this afternoon to review last night's decision. Supporters of the DLP president and general secretary described last night's meeting as a kangaroo court convened to convict Mr. Blackett in his absence. Thorn loyalists, meantime, welcomed last night's move, saying it will help unite the party, while a political scientist believes the DLP president, Dr. Yearwood, should resign. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Sections of the Democratic Labour Party are fighting attempts by the party's general counsel to suspend the general secretary, with the DLP's executive council to meet this afternoon on the matter. Tanisha Rock-Yaw reports.
This is the latest development in an apparent leadership struggle in the party, pitting the president, the general secretary, and their supporters against those who support the party's new political leader, Ralph Thorne, who recently rejoined the DLP after quitting the governing Barbados Labour Party. The general secretary, Steve Blackett, has criticized Mr. Thorne and sought the revocation of his membership as well as his expulsion from the DLP. Last night, the DLP's general counsel, a grouping of the DLP's former parliamentarians, elders and representatives of the branches, voted to bring disciplinary charges against Mr. Blackett and to suspend him from his party post. Assistant General Secretary Pedro Shepherd, who has previously expressed no confidence in Mr. Blackett and the party's president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, has been named as the acting general secretary, but last night's decisions are being challenged. Sources close to the Yearwood Blackett faction of the party has been telling Starcom Network News that they consider the Blackett suspension to be null and void, as prior to the vote, the meeting had been adjourned by the president, and in his absence, in their words, a kangaroo court was convened to convict a man in his absence. They argue that such decisions have to go before the executive council, which is being convened at 4 o'clock this afternoon. They also disclosed that Mr. Blackett was not present to be able to defend himself, as he's not even in the country, as he's overseas attending the funeral of a relative. Meantime, the president, Dr. Yearwood, declined comment. Tony Shirokyo, Starcom Network News.
DLP member Hartley Reid, who has sought to bring a vote of no confidence against the president and general secretary, welcomes the suspension. He believes the move will lead to greater unity within the party.
At last, the senior members of the Democratic Labour Party, they have come together and decided that it was time to take back the party from the brink of calamity. So I'm very happy that they have started the suspension of the general secretary, because his actions before and leading up to the 21st of April, when he decided to introduce resolutions that were not valid, that was the last straw. So I am hoping that the party will settle down a bit at this moment.
DLP member Hartley Reid. And when we return, you'll hear why a political scientist believes the DLP president should resign. This is The Latest. Political scientist Dr. George Bell sees an advancing effort to oust Dr. Ronnie Yearwood from the presidency of the Democratic Labour Party and believes Dr. Yearwood may have no choice but to resign. Dr. Bell sees last night's development as a clear sign of victory for Mr. Thorne in his efforts to take control of the party and defeat his opponents.
I think that it is a signal of the consolidation of the leadership, a signal that the, if we may call them so, the alleged conspirators of the Palace coup have been able to execute with clearly exquisite political precision to try to achieve their goals. And the consequence is that Mr. Blackett, who on the other hand has made some significant errors in political judgment, the consequence is that he has become the victim then of his own actions.
He thinks Dr. Yearwood should step down.
And I think that the logical thing there would be for Dr. Yearwood to resign, because he no longer has the confidence of the general council of the party, which is the highest authority outside of the annual conference.
And another political scientist, Devron Bruce, believes the infighting continues to do significant damage to the DLP's election chances.
The question has to be whether the changing of the guard is the growing of the guard. Because if you think that of the context that the Democratic Labour Party has lost the last two elections and has lost those two elections considerably, there is considerable growth that is needed for the Democratic Labour Party to do well again electorally. And in essence, cutting yourself apart will not lead to the necessary growth that is needed to win.
Political scientist Devron Bruce, the Barbados-based Caribbean Examinations Council, CXE, has denied reports on social media that an examination paper has been leaked. CXE says it has been made aware of information being circulated on social media which suggests that an examination paper has been leaked. It added the council wishes to advise candidates that this is a hoax. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed Israel can, quote, stand alone, unquote, after the U.S. warned arms shipments could be stopped if he orders a full-scale invasion of Rafah in Gaza. Thousands of people have already fled the southern city after the Israeli military began what it called a limited operation on Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden has repeatedly warned against the operation, saying that it would cross a red line. But Mr. Netanyahu dismissed the U.S. warning, saying Israel would fight on. Our top stories: Steve Blackett's suspension from the post of DLP General Secretary being challenged. The party's executive council meets this afternoon to review last night's decision. Meantime, supporters of the DLP president and general secretary described last night's meeting as a kangaroo court convened to convict Mr. Blackett in his absence as soon as he left the country. Mr. Blackett said to be attending a funeral overseas. Supporters of the new DLP political leader, Ralph Thorne, welcomed last night's move, saying it will help unite the party, while political scientist Dr. George Bell sees further evidence of a successful palace coup, believes Dr. Yearwood should resign. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.